This is a long shot, but are there any, is there any recorded footage of the people entering and leaving?
With that research role, you do find some, and it's like, and it shows like several of your previously loyal guards coming up and playing with your fucking device. And one of them goes, and all of a sudden, static. However, also you discover with that amazingly good research role that apparently something, see, you're not able to access the satellites like with an uplink. You can't demand shit from them, but you can like passively receive satellite information from here. Remember that from before? But it appears that using the other cameras and stuff, you do, or other information that was on the system, apparently something dispatched something called Thor's Hammer from one of the satellite platforms in space. And it was, the location was the bunker that's a couple days or more away.
Oh. Doc. What is a Thor's hammer?
The alarming thing is that according to the timestamp of the video and the Thor's hammer was actually dispatched before that. And
well,
give me advanced math rolls to know something else.
I'm wondering if it recognized a signal that had once tried to do an illegal move upon the security system, and it tracked it, so that's why they dispatched something for it.
Advanced math shows that it's confusing numbers. You don't like it. It spells doom. Fulton thinks the same thing.
I'm going to do research and find out what is Thor's hammer exactly.
Give me a research roll. It shows seems to be madly typing. It's a big rock from space.
Technically, by
does it go back up when it's done, or just
no? Apparently, they've got like little spaceships, automated ones, whose job is to push rocks into geosynchronous orbit around the Earth, and then occasionally drop them on the Earth for reasons. However, with that kind of research role, it looks as though the Thor's hammer is now showing ready over all, including the one you're in, of the bunkers.
So if the AI can't fix itself soon, it's just going to destroy all the bunkers.
Damn,
Amy. Happy.
No, I don't. No, I don't at all.
Because that'll avoid, that'll make it so that the humans don't continually go in and loot the shit out of the alien technology, thus destroying itself, because they will have to tap into the human race at some point for another army at some point, if especially if they're losing. That happens.
All right.
It happens. We're just a big brood pen.
Well, I think it's safe to assume the computer is destroyed.
Well, I'm thinking that if the AI doesn't get full control back soon, that it'd rather wipe itself out than let anybody have any kind of access whatsoever.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, I would do it if I had a critically important system.
Sure.
I'd rather destroy it. And
suddenly, Doc Fulton gets a thoughtful look in his eyes. Maybe he is trying to wipe himself out. Freddy is, with all the fire.
Okay, so I can't access the satellites. Like, I can't, but, like, is there, like, are there any older satellites that might have been around in the the cyberpunk San Angeles era that they're, like, are they using our satellites against us?
Give me a research roll at least half. This is mostly redacted shit or shit that wasn't considered good to put in there or whatever. Excellent. Then he can give you a plus +5.
Eventually.
Play tense dramatic music here.
Yeah, I failed mine.
Play less tense and less dramatic music here.
Sorry, I'm discarding down.
Yeah. No, I was looking at the play immediately and was disappointed. It
No,
shows
nothing good.
some other random guy out in nature go freaking out for no reason. He's like, "Hey, my arm, my arm, my Fuhrer, I can walk," he says.
Can you trade me a card and then play the assistant five on me?
Damn.
I sure can.
Damn and blast.
You can have this.
I remember when I first started playing with Alex, I was wondering why he was waggling his eyebrows so much at us. I figured it out since. I'm a little slow in the uptake. I thought he was just a jolly fellow.
I mean, I am, but
I don't think you're quite that jolly, sir. You're not.
yeah.
You're not like. Holy shit! He made it. All right.
Nice.
You can find one satellite that was considered so minor that and it's in a geosynchronous orbit over the United States. It's the old MTV satellite. It's pretty old and out of date and stuff.
Can like using Logan's computer knowledge, can I get its like MAC address type thing, you know, like to know like how to access it, but I can't get into it, but I know like its address
Can you
type
get
thing.
its address, basically? Yeah.
No, you've gotten its address with that amazing role. You can ask it for basic stuff, but it has very low functionality. You might be able to get some pictures of something because MTV was very interested in spying on its people for a short time, as well as
So,
beaming stuff down.
how far is Cyberpunk's in the past, right? To this place. Or is it in the future?
Yeah, it's the past.
So, how old is that satellite?
The satellite is so old that it's pretty much qualifies as space junk right now.
Okay.
It of course says MTV on it in the
So,
beginning.
hey, can I? I'm going to look to see if I can find out where the floating head is.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Sure, give me first a luck roll at half and then a computer use roll at half to kind of fuck with the satellite.
Can you help me with this?
And yeah.
Which ones
And
can I
then a
help with?
spot at half. I want all three of those.
What can I help with?
Everything.
Typically, everything. Okay.
Oh, he's already
I'll
made
help.
the luck. He focuses in on the area that it should be in
I'll help with the computer then.
for some reason. Load it quickly.
And spot hidden, you said?
At half, yes. To actually spot it, because, you know. Where is it?
Whoops.
Did you spit on the monitor? You
No.
sneezed on it, and there's a big goober
I
of
still
slowly
made it,
coming
even with
up.
my negative 10.
Oh, sorry, I'm not looking at the thing. I thought you'd fumbled there.
Well, I did, but he didn't, so.
So despite him sneezing on the monitor, that's just looking at you like, why must you thwart me at every
Sorry.
turn?
Alien hay fever. Not
Do
used
you
to
work for Zog?
it.
Just FYI, it would be really weird for an MTV satellite to have a camera attached to it.
Oh yeah, I completely agree. But like I said, they used it as a spy satellite also. Because, yeah. Did you find it there, Chris?
Yeah.
It's in and I'll give you a refill if you remember this, the Amboy Crater. There's a spelling of it. If you remember last time you ran into that.
I honestly have no clue.
Everything fucking fits together. Just it's like, yeah,
And where is the Amboy crater?
not fucking close. The Amboy Crater, in fact, it may even be too far for you, but it's apparently way west on something called Route
Oh,
66.
66. Is that where the pattern was?
Not quite that far, but definitely on the way to it. So, in other words, it could be several weeks of hard travel and stuff to get there. Of course, if you had a
Can I make
flying
it
car to
come
get
here?
there, wow, that's brilliant. I'll tell you what, with a critical computer hacking and a computer use at half, you could.
All right, this is your domain, sir.
Dun, 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 dun. So first, the computer use at half. You guys can both help out on that if you'd like, because it's like, and of course, since it's like a movie, neither of you are allowed to use a mouse. So Chris didn't make it at half. He forgot the half modifier. So it's all up to Freddy. Because of course it is. Freddy manages to sever the connection of the satellite.
I play a supporter reroll.
God damn it. I was gonna fucking describe it getting horribly explosive and shit. Give me another fumble. Make Logan happy. All right. No, he can't.
Right. Well, then why don't you try to help me?
All Same old again.
Computer at half. Give me a fumble. Make Doc Fulton just fucking lose his goddamn mind. Please. No. All right. Freddy is, it shows him like madly typing away and it's like, choo, 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 choo. Why it always comes back to Pac-Man is anybody's guess. He's being chased through a maze right now. There's ghosts on his tail.
It's a fail.
You help him with the ghost and shit, but eventually you're overcome.
Okay.
Giving you a card for a brilliant idea, but if you had some way to get there
Fast.
fast, because if you think about it, like if you were to fly there somehow, then that would be a super quick trip. On foot, though, it is a long slog through hell.
Is there any shuttles left? I want to see if the computer knows if there's any of the shuttles left here on
Ah,
Earth.
sure. Same role. Computer use at half, and then if you make that, then a critical hacking, and you will have a fucking small shuttle come and pick you up. Because I know there's none close to here.
I'll help with the computers. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I failed that one.
Doc Fulton's like, D-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-
Yeah.
I
I will
want my
support you.
giant head, he says. Giant head.
I do not
Good.
support you.
Is the hack also at half? Or do
No,
I
the
need to
hack
do this?
crit. Give me a crit, and then you fucking override the alien system. No.
Just this is it. So.
See, if you had the reverse dice
Hold on, though.
Superpower.
Like, I am in the system. If I ask for a pickup, will it come to this area?
You can request a pickup.
Yeah.
The hacking was to attempt to get the pickup. No problem. Now give me a luck roll at a quarter there, Doc Fulton, because your name has actually been on file and you are part of the system. And the computer might go, yes, we'll go pick up Dr. Fulton because he should be on his fucking asteroid right now.
Can I assist with the luck one, though?
Sure, why not? Give me a fumble. just go against Doc at every turn.
Yeah, I'm going to play a dissemination. I'm going to give you a couple cards there.
Ooh. He wants a fucking shuttle to get here now, damn it. Now.
Yep.
Of course, when it gets here, you have to take it over because otherwise it will try to fly you out to the asteroid that you should be on working.
How many of those do you have? Holy shit.
Are you giving them more skill plus five of supporters or something?
Ying yang! Dun dun dun!
I'll be right back and get more drink while you guys get yin yang.
Is that everyone discards and refills?
Yeah, no trading. Everyone discards all their cards and refills their hand.
Goodbye, Cloven Greed.
Yeah, I got rid of mine already because it's too early to have that shit. Discard all victory cards immediately. This is a good time to get that shit.
Don't have one. Oh, I'm going to play training time. I'm going to take a check in. Rifles, because why not?
What card did you get? Training time?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What? Do you have anything to retrieve?
How's it going?
What'd you use it on?
Rifles.
Alright, so before you decide, like,
well, I
think about that. You can take a rifle and just shoot, 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 shoot. What is a skill that you can't just use? Well, use that on something important, not on a rifle. Because I could just hand you a rifle and you can go to any zone and shoot until you get a check.
Yeah, but
no, I'm dead serious. Like that is I would use that on like lightsaber build and repair. Or, like, there is so many. Like, I would use that on shadow travel. Holy balls, because if we don't.
You can't use it on shadow travel.
That's what can you use it on?
Normal
skill. Normal skill? Okay.
Yeah. I could put it into. Bargaining? No. Business, maybe. I don't know. Let's see.
I mean, put it into like one of the languages that we use because that's important as shit too.
Oh yeah, that could be useful actually.
I do like that he's motivated to build his sniping skill.
Well, yeah, that's great. But like, here's a rifle. Go to town. Have a cookie. Like, you'll get a check eventually.
The problem is that nobody ever gives him a rifle, or he doesn't shoot one.
Well, I don't have anything to shoot. That's it.
What? Yeah. You had nothing to shoot?
Well, I mean, nothing.
Oh my god, how many combats do you want to be in?
Oh, that's a good point. All right, I'll take a check in, let's say, you know, build repair lightsabers really fun. And I want to make my lightsaber better.
Don't you have one of the good ones already?
Yeah, but what if it breaks?
Ah.
Oh, wait, no, you know what? I need to put a check in some obscure driving or piloting vehicle. Maybe the advanced land yacht that we have, that could be useful.
Mm-hmm.
Or the flying car, maybe. But that's,
Put it in something and let's move on.
Right?
Yeah, I'll put it in something.
Cool. So, how did it go on the rolls?
I'm looking to make my luck roll now, right? Okay, hold on.
That a quarter?
And you made your luck, so.
Yeah, so yeah, but that's fine.
No, it's a success. It's not a quarter. Okay.
Somewhere it shows kind of a partially buried shuttle and lights start turning on in it. It shows a couple of guys who are hanging out there go, oh, oh, oh.
Can I see where the shuttle is? Is it close?
Give me a luck roll full. I don't know how close it is, but it's not super close.
Is it closer than the head?
Yeah.
I got nothing special, but I got it.
But not a lot. Nothing is good and convenient for you. It's pissing you off.
Is that's the only way they would really travel, right?
Do you know how to pilot the flying car from Gothic?
Yeah,
we could hit that somehow.
And walk shadow?
Yeah.
There you go.
But we don't really know where we'll end up in this zone. Seems actually kind of big.
A flying car will be much easier. If you can get hold of a flying car, that'll be much easier for Doc Fulton to drive, because he has a lot of experience driving it. And now at this point, we show flashback scenes of all the times Doc Fulton didn't successfully drive the flying car.
The problem is we don't have a battery for it.
All right, well, we got the important information, because I still think that being able to tap into that satellite in Cyber San Angeles would be a good idea. Because if it exists here, it will probably exist there, and then maybe we can get other information on what's going on in Cyberland. Because we don't have a lot of intelligence on what's going on with the cyber guys, right? No one's really been there.
Yeah, it's hard, but yeah. There's a bunch of robots demolishing buildings and feeding the materials into some kind of machine for, I'm assuming, fuel or resources or something.
Did their eyes all glow purple at all, or indigo, I should say?
Logan, did they glow? They didn't mention that.
I'd have mentioned it if they did.
No, they didn't. No.
Okay. It was just a thought.
Mm. Unless I have really bad at memory. But no.
Excitement. It shows flashbacks to Freddy's gathering of intel. It shows him hiding behind a fucking ruined building going, oh God, oh God. And it shows him running to the next one. Ah! Perfect.
All right. So what we could do too is we could go to Gotham, get a car, drive the car to Cyber San Angeles through Shadow, and find out what's going on there, and then get ourselves a flying car once we're there. We could also do some recon on what's going on there as we do so.
Okay. I'm all for that plan, but just one side note. I don't know if you read the boards, but we did blow
up. I was on the boards all day yesterday, so.
Oh, okay.
I did.
The temple door that leads to Cyberland has been blown open, so the gate is accessible. That goes to the sewers. We can also go through there. But there are more locks that we need to deal with.
Right. So if we get a car and try to walk Shadow, we don't have to deal with that. And we
I'm just saying it's an option.
No, I understand. I'm just saying that it'll give us transportation too.
Yeah. I'm down. Also, did you want to check out the boat? Or
while we're going to Gotham, might as well hit that too.
All right. So Gotham it is.
You guys head over.
One last thing. Hold on, I want to pop over to the embassy real quick. Because my gun is broken. I don't know if you want to fix it. I don't know if that's your thing. But I figured I'd just go grab another one.
What gun?
It's one of the old Western style long pistols.
Here, I can fix it. I
Oh,
don't.
I had it.
He talks about it for a while. You notice the gun does not really fit his whole outfit and everything like that. It's just.
I don't have a normal pistol.
I know what I can
Right.
do. I'll make it do a single shot, like it'll throw, something cool. Can I jury rig it so it works?
Okay.
There you go.
Right. It's a one shot ever pistol, but you have to hold it sideways.
Gotta say,
I'm just.
die, bitches, when you shoot it, too.
You're thinking a new pistol would make you very happy.
Tell you what, I'll leave this at the embassy as an emergency pistol.
Okay.
Yeah? And I'll just take another one.
So, you guys gotta you go out of the and straight to Clem's. Clem's like,
This
how
is
do
the
you work?
last time, hold on. This is the last time we're going to probably be able to be in here. Is there anything that you want out of here?
Gonna what you mean alien takeover? Oh, the bunker. There's no more parts, nothing, right? Nothing.
Also, what I would do is, since we know how to access the computers here, and we do know the signal exists, to write a program to delete your back door so it gets full control, we wander off, and then maybe after a while it won't try to kill itself. If you want to ever come back and use
You
any of
want
this
me
stuff.
to do? Oh, this pains me greatly. This
I mean,
literally hurts to do this, but
right. Or it'll
I
be
see where you're
destroyed.
coming from.
It
Okay.
was a beautiful back door, though.
All right, fine. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna be like, in 30 minutes, delete the back door, reset
Got it.
everything.
Give me a simple hacking roll at full because it's your back door. You know how it works, and you're just making a countdown.
Can I
It
help?
will be the final countdown. Da-da-da, da-da-da,
I
da-da-da,
fail. I don't help.
da-da-da-da.
Yeah, I made it.
Cool. You got 30 minutes to get clear of the bunker.
Right, let's go. Oh, I'll grab two jacks. Can I carry two? Okay. Oh, never mind.
Yes, one in each hand.
Have you figured out
I'll
what they
grab
do
two.
yet, or no?
Nope, no idea. But never mind now.
I'm going to do research on the jacks before we leave.
No problem. He decides to try to make it a little bit closer to the leaving time and shit because that way it'll be more dramatic.
By quarter.
They are for cushioning packaging. Like if you put crate them between crates and stuff like that, then under severe stuff like crash landings and shit, then they'll act as shock absorbers.
Like it goes and then like fills with like
No,
Demolition
no.
Man or
No. They're basically like kind of high-tech springs.
high-tech springs.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's it. That's all they do. But the PCs love them. They're not really useful for the PCs unless they're needing to pack a lot of big, heavy iron crates and shit. But they love them because they don't know what it does, and so they're really into it.
We don't need those.
You notice the countdown is getting into the dramatic phase.
I dropped them in one foot.
You're like, Bolton wanders out after you and stuff. You guys clear the area and such before the guns come back online.
A single tear drops from my eye, as I'll
You're so
probably never
fucking
let
dramatic.
happen.
Let's go.
You guys wander back to town and shit. The two guys who were arguing over the rock watch you guys go back. It's two of them. They outnumber us, says one guy to his buddy. You guys head back. You go back into the town of San Angeles-ish. You want to do anything while you're there?
Oh, I wanna. Do they have it? I have anything to trade though.
I'll be right back. I'm gonna make some coffee.
Oh, I could. We still have some leftover spices, especially now that
A little
we're
bit.
getting.
Those are they're definitely getting sold out though.
Yeah, well, I just want to buy something fairly cheap. I want to buy one more Bluetooth headset, the same as I have.
Wait, buy it from where?
From
Oh,
Made in
you're
Texas.
talking here. Ah,
Yeah.
no problem. Yeah, you use a little bit of your resources. They have you don't have a you've got enough to hire more guards and to keep the place
Yeah.
going for a while longer and stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely enough for Bluetooth, but yeah, it needs more spice. More spice. More.
Then
Because
I want to go to the workshop and I want to finally connect my Bluetooth headset to my bracelet.
ah, give me a electronic repair roll and a computer roll.
Any bonuses for being in the workshop or no?
No negatives, you're at full.
Okay. Just checking. I made that one.
The computer says.
Computer. Yep,
Huh.
success.
Connected.
Cool.
Didn't you
Can I
have one
also
before?
have. Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do one. I have one on me right now, and I want
Is
to
this
use the
one
other one.
for Docker? Cool,
Yeah, the other
done.
one's for Doc. Okay, cool. So we both have one now. Nice. Also, I'd rather do this with an unencrypted one.
The workshop is just lovely. It makes you do you have an unencrypted bracelet on you? I didn't think
No,
you had.
I gave it to Allie. But in theory, would I be able to make it so that the bracelets can take pictures or video?
They don't really have a camera installed. If you wanted to install a big external camera, but it would definitely
No.
be something else to. I mean, they've got little projectors and stuff so you can see like a little hologram of the screen and shit like that
Yeah.
and poke at it, but no real camera.
Okay. Fine. I'm not gonna do that then. Let's see.
Such a lovely workshop. The guards watch you guys nervously. They are working on having tryouts for the guards and stuff. Chose like two guys who were fighting over a rock applying to be guards, and they're like, no.
Don't think there's anything else I need to do here. Just trying to think.
You realize that with about eight trips or so with strong backs and shit, you could export all of this workbench stuff to somewhere else and set up the workbench there if you really wanted to, if you didn't want this.
Yeah, but problem is, I don't know where to put it. Well, we could put it in Burlington, but eh,
With
no,
all
not after last time.
the fun times there, shouldn't
Yeah,
be too.
no, not doing that.
I'm not saying place isn't going to get happy fun time soon, because angry AI thwarted and shit. Yeah, who knows what's going to happen
All right,
here.
you know what? Since we have a little bit of time, I want to like poke around the neighborhood and I want to see if there's any old like war vets or something who
Give me
have
a
skills with.
Give me a research role. That is a function of research. And keep in mind, it's been, even if you find them, they'll be woefully old and woefully out of practice.
Yeah, no. But it's an option.
The word woefully is one of the key words here.
I know.
No, they're all dead, you're informed. They're old, they died. They were happy doing it. Ooh, to have lived in a time like this, says some other dude. And that guy sitting next to him goes, I have not had a day as bad as today since yesterday. He's like, you're talking to these old bastards going, eh.
I'll just tell the gods, keep the workshop safe. No one steals anything. No one takes anything to put it somewhere else. You work, you get paid, that's it. Or else I'm going to get Doc to come and dab your forehead again.
Yes, sir. What happens if somebody wants to come in?
If they have one of these, I point to the bracelet, specifically one of these, you can let them in.
So we're to let anybody in who doesn't have a bracelet?
No, who does have a bracelet.
Right, right. Don't let anybody in unless you come with your bracelet.
Yes.
All right.
Or they're accompanied by someone with a bracelet and they say it's okay.
Don't let anybody in unless they say it's okay.
Don't let anybody in unless they have a bracelet or the person. You know what? Don't let anyone in unless they have a bracelet. Okay?
Nobody comes in even if they have a bracelet.
Unless they have a bracelet.
Unless they have a bracelet that they cannot go out.
Yes. This kind of bracelet. Look at it. Remember bracelet, it.
This kind can come in or go out. They're getting more confused.
Let me spell it out to you. I take the bracelet off. Yes.
I don't know how to read and write or spell, sir.
No. That's not what... Okay.
Don't let him out unless he gets your bracelet, says the guard.
If you see someone with one of these that hold up the bracelet and they want to come in, they can come in.
So they can come in even if they have a bracelet.
Only if they have a bracelet.
Only bracelets can come in. Got it.
We need okay, hold on. Give me one sec. I'm gonna like grab the little pencil and paper that I had with me from the embassy. I'm gonna try and sketch the bracelet.
Give me a drawing roll. Sketch, yes.
Nope.
You draw Pac-Man. They look at it. He's not to come in unless he has a bracelet.
I crumple the paper up and throw it away. All right, look.
They nod. They're trying really hard.
I'm like, trying really hard to explain this. All right, look. You know the leaders of the Spice Cartel. Yes? Me, Doc, Tom Tom. Yes? You know the three of us.
Okay. So you three are to come in bringing your bracelets.
With or without the bracelets?
With or without the bracelets, you're not to come in.
I'm going to take a seat and I'm just like. How do you people. How do you even function in this?
They work cheap. I would like to point this out.
Yeah, I know. I will, okay.
You hear somebody calling from outside. Hello? Hello?
Answer the door, please, God.
One of them goes over and goes, hello. And the door says nothing. And everyone goes, oh, I like these kind of games.
I'll go out of the door.
The guards all go with you.
Okay.
Right. Guy's like, I heard I could buy medicine here.
Who told you that?
Billy's sister's cousin's nephew.
Yeah, sorry, we don't have it right now. Come back again some other time.
All right. The guards go and begin following that guy away.
Come
They
back,
stop.
you. Where are you going?
Him.
No.
They come back in.
What are you doing?
I thought you
Stay
wanted us
here.
to go with him. Right, we'll stay
No.
here until you leave.
Guard the house. Do your job.
Right, we knew that. Right. They nod at each other.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? Since
Burn the
ducks
place
got
down.
off, since ducks got off to have a rat meal or something,
He's in the actually in the toilet masturbating.
I'm going to try and educate these people
Give
to
me a
learn
leadership
like
role. Leadership, please.
leadership. Okay.
Yes. You attempt to
We'll line
lead
them up and be like, all right, listen. And then blah, blah, blah.
them.
Nope, I'm bad.
They look very confused. So they go stand in the corner, all of them in one corner. How long are we meant to stand in the corner, sir?
Just 10 more minutes.
All right. They wait.
I'm like just rubbing my head like I have a headache already, and I'm
They
like,
work super cheap. I just want to point this out.
I know, I know, I know.
I mean, that guy over there, you hired him for a jar of cumin for like 3 months. It's great. He doesn't even know what cumin is. Doc, you come out of the bathroom smelling of cocoa butter lotion, and you see Freddie is staying there. His hair is kind of messed up, like he's been rubbing his head. And all of the guards are standing in one corner facing the wall.
You trying to burn the place down?
No, I'm trying to get them to do their job properly so this doesn't happen again. But they're wildly incompetent.
But super cheap. Super cheap now. Ow.
How do I tell them to let us, the people, us, I pointed the bracelet in? How do I communicate this to them? I tried everything.
What are you exactly communicating to them?
I just want them to let our group of people, the doors in, should they ever need to come here.
Look around the horrible, horrible place with the junk tables and shit.
I mean, it's a workshop, it's nice.
For here,
Right,
yeah.
look. You can stop hiding in the corner now. Go back to your posts.
They go over and gather around a large wooden stick.
Is okay. You know what? Just make sure no one takes anything unless it's one of us. As in me, Doc, or Tom Tom. All right?
Look at Fulton, but they're afraid to say anything.
What's up?
They all take a step back and look at him. The one guard who was sweating a lot is hiding behind the others.
You can talk
Just
to me.
say what you have to say.
They wait and keep an eye on you guys.
Oh, I thought, let's just go. We may come back to this place being completely empty. I don't know.
Since they're confused, they all salute.
These are all loyal cartel members. They would never do a thing like that.
Oh, yeah, just like the other one didn't do that. But you're all loyal, right?
And the other ones are dead. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah, that was unfortunate. We had to bloody our hands a little.
Give me a fast talk roll, Freddy. Fulton, give me an intimidation roll. They all look at Freddy dubiously. And they're terrified of the doc still. Nothing's changed on that front.
I mean, you did most of the work, but hey, I was there for moral support.
They're all looking at Freddy like, yeah.
Doc, by the way, I hand you a little one-ear Bluetooth headset piece. This is connected to your bracelet. You can talk even without having to touch it or anything. Just, you know, there you are.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I need to go pick up, as I said, another weapon from the embassy. And then we can go over to Gotham.
Right. You guys get to Clem's. Clem is not there, but you hear rhythmic slapping noises from the back room and an occasional muffled, "Howdy, what can I do you for?"
What the fuck? I'll go have a look. Wait, no. I'll listen.
It's horrifying. Interspersed with the grunting is a occasional, "Howdy, what can I do you for?"
Yeah, I'm not opening that door. You open the door, I'm not opening the door. I'll be over there.
I'll go check it out.
There's some really rough-looking guy buggering Clem.
Hi.
"Howdy, what can I do you for?" says Clem. The other guy goes, "Oh," and he looks over at you.
"How you doing?"
"Fuck off. Get out of here. I'll kill you," he says.
"Don't threaten me with a good time."
He looks like he's really been thrown off of his rhythm here. Fulton begins attempting to help him regain his rhythm. The guy just, he's checking morale here. He's just staring at Fulton. Clem's like, "Howdy, what can I do you for?"
"Are you from around these parts?"
Says the guy. He pulls up his pants. "I'll be back later," to Clem. And Clem's like, "Have a nice day." I'm standing there with his pants down. The guy leaves. This is a rough place, I think.
Do you think they have condoms in this place? That could be a good business venture.
You think Clem is real? That's nice. Come on.
I mean, he's...
"Howdy, what can I do you for?"
I'm going to go sit. Hot towel in his face, please. Clem,
"What are you going back to?" he says, and he
pull your pants up
over and falls down because the pants are around his ankles.
No, I'm going to help pull his pants up.
The most awkward thing you've done is while a guy's laying on the ground trying to walk and you're pulling his pants up. Eventually you get them up. You feel like you're at some sort of old college frat party type thing.
Look, it's perfectly natural It's just a little weird. It's fine. I sit down in the chair.
Eventually,
Beast.
Clem gets up.
Beast can land, please. Clem.
Him too?
Yeah.
Right. After the hot towels are pulled back off, you see the same guy. He's like, shave? You're in Beastkin land, except he's a big otter. Same, except for that. Otter.
I'll just chill here. Go get your rifle. Let's go.
A rifle? I have a rifle, but I have two bullets. Okay.
I don't care. Get your shit. Let's go. Let's do
all
this.
Right, I'm going. I'm going to go grab my gun, my rifle with two bullets.
When you're in your room, as was stated before, there's always like a pistol, shotgun, rifle, lots of ammo for all of them.
Okay, well,
lots of ammo.
The rifle I was referring to was a modern rifle. But sure.
Oh, sorry. Well, no, this is a Old West repeater rifle, like the kind that you go.
Yeah, close enough. I'll take one.
Yeah, it's a one every other round rifle, but by God, it has bullets in it. You're so happy. It shows you crying. I'm so happy. All right. You got bullets. The kids look at the pistol you brought back, and one of them goes,
I didn't do it. Life hates me.
Sure.
All right, I'm going to.
One of the kids follows you and goes, are you going to burn shit down? We've heard you like to burn things.
How does everyone know this?
We got told.
But who? Let me guess. Doc told you.
Well, he was one of them. There's oil lamps in the room. Let me go in first to make sure that you're not going to get them.
I'm not going to. Okay.
they're doing the, okay, you should be okay. Just come in a little bit. There's your guns. Take the guns. Great. Okay, back up.
Oh, by the way.
Go within 8 feet. Be careful.
Is my tunic done by any chance?
Yeah.
I'm going to go have a look at it.
It looks very Romanesque. It's not black. It's white. You're feeling very pale right now.
Would that be okay to use as a toga or no?
What, the white tunic?
Yeah.
It's a Roman tunic you had made here.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you have a tunic fitted here?
Yeah, well, it's not quite what I was going for, but sure, close enough.
Yeah, they also give you about 27 yards of fucking material for some goddamn reason. Apparently to wrap around you numerous times. Yards. It's probably not quite that.
Tell
long.
You what, I'll just leave this here for now.
It's part of the outfit.
Yes, I'm very happy with it. But I don't want to...
Squint stare at you.
I don't want to dirty it, so I'll just leave it here for... special occasions.
So you're taking the tunic and leaving the wrap?
No, I'm going to leave the tunic as well. I'll just grab one of the normal...
Shit, cut to. Chose Doc Fulton sitting there with a fucking knife cutting on his leg, imagining you.
I'll grab a normal toga that we used before. Stuff it in my backpack. Just in case.
Great, got it. Good.
I'll take one as well for Doc, just in case he wants
one. Done. You grab two togas, a rifle, bullets, and then?
And a gun, and then I'm going back. Oh, and my yellow alien armor. I'm going to put that on.
He comes back dressed like a fucking yellow push-up pop. Doc.
All right, ready. Oh, here. Just in case we need to leave really quickly. I hand you the toga. I don't know if you had one.
Are we happy now?
Doc just stares at you for a while. He is really an intimidating fellow for some reason.
You don't want the toga. All right, well. Okay.
Put it in my bag.
Oh, okay. Yep, I'm ready. Let's go. I sit down in the chair.
Your armor makes it kind of squeak against the material of the chair. It also, like, when you sit down, the armor kind of pushes up a bit.
Oh, by the way, how many bullets per rifle? Like before I need to reload.
Like five. So 10 rounds worth of kung fu fighting. And then it reloads super slow. Do not try it in combat because you have to take out one bullet and put it in through like a little door thing and put an air bullet and put it in through is like a little door thing and the gun presses. And yeah, I've actually used one of these fucking rifles. Now, so there is a new skill you can get with it though. If you ever fire it, ask me about it. So, right, where do you guys head to?
Gotham.
No problem. You reach Gotham, Clem's there, he's on the verge of closing. And outside, it's miserable. It's probably at around close to midnight. A gray drizzle falls upon the pavement, the cracked pavement, with the weeds pushing out through it. Somewhere, a man barks.
Did you want to do the book first, Doc?
Do the book? What do you mean?
But the boat. Do you want me to show you where the boat is?
Yes, please.
Cut two, he takes you to an empty beach and goes, here.